Suicide bomb attack on a NATO convoy in the Afghan capital Kabul has killed 5 American troops. A number of other people have died. It's the worst attack in the city for months. Joining us this morning is the BBC's Mark Dummett in Kabul. Mark, the scale of this attack seems out of the ordinary, and has there been a claim of responsibility?
Yeah, the Taliban have posted a claim of responsibility on their website. They said that they were behind this attack, which, as you say, is the worst in Kabul for many months. A suicide bomber driving a car packed full of explosives rammed into the NATO convoy at rush hour this morning in the west of the city, close to the American Afghan University and close to the Parliament building, wrecked a series of NATO vehicles carrying US and other troops. But the explosion was so big that many Afghan civilians were also caught up in this. A bus carrying women and school children was also blown up, and about 12 civilians, at least 12 civilians, and about were killed, and about 50 were wounded in this blast, which has really reminded everyone here of just how deadly, how serious the Taliban can be after a couple of months of relative quiet and calm here in the capital.
BBC's Mark Dummett joining us from Kabul.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.